All right, good evening. This is Amud Shavui, Daf Mem in Brachos. We're going to go both Amud Aleph and Amud Beis on Daf Mem. The Mishnah tells us in Brachos, Birech al Peres Ha'ilam Bari Pri Adama Yatza. So the Mishnah over here is dealing with making the wrong Brachos. So let's say, for example, on something that was Peres Ha'ilam, a fruit, so you make a Bari Pri Adama, so that's okay. The Bari Pri Adama is a more generic Bracha, it's a more encompassing Bracha, and therefore it includes fruit. It's not the best Bracha you can make, obviously, but still Yotze. The al peres ha'aretz bor pri ha'etz lo yotza. However, conversely, if it's peres ha'aretz and you make a bor pri ha'etz, you're not yotze because that bracha is too specific to vegetables and therefore doesn't work. Val kulam, and then the Mishnah gives us the rule, which I think is probably the most popular halacha in all of the six parak of brachos. Imam shakol niyeh b'dvar yotza. If you say shakol on any of the above, so you're yotze. Shakol is the broadest of brachos, and therefore it's all encompassing, and therefore it includes everything. Adkan divrei Mishnah, and the Gemara has the following debate. We're going to skip a little bit in the Gemara. You did this already just minutes earlier. Akul amam or shahakul. So if you say shahakul in any of the above, so then you're yotzei. Itmar, the Gemara brings down the following machlokus, which is Rav Huna amar, chutz min hapasim min hayayin. So Rav Huna is of the opinion that shahakul works for everything, but not for bread, not for wine. Rav Yochanan amar, I feel pas v'yayin. And Rav Yochanan says, no, it's a broad bracha, and it works even for pas and yayin as well. So the machlokus amarayim, the Gemara would like to suggest that perhaps this machlokus fits into a pre-existing machlokus of Tanayim. We're not going to go through the Gemara. You just went through the Gemara together. And the Gemara says not necessarily. It could be that the Machlokas Amarim is independent of the Machlokas Atanayim in any regard. So we have a Machlokas Amarim whether or not Shahako works for wine and for bread. Why wouldn't Shahako work for wine or for bread? If it's a broad bracha and it covers everything and it's Shahako and it's generic, so why wouldn't it cover wine and bread? It covers all the other foods, Bidyevit, so why wouldn't it cover wine and bread? So if you take a look at Rashi right on our daf, so Rashi writes, now, from this point going forward, I'm going to quote the Rashi, I'm going to quote the Tosfos, but everything is coming from the Rishimas. As I quoted last week, the Rishima Shiurim of Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, so I quoted last week, I'm quoting it again. This is the original version. There's a quote-unquote updated version by Rabbi Reichman and his son Rabbi Reichman, who I went to yeshiva with. But this is from the original versions. I think also it was penned by Rabbi Reichman, but in any event. The original of Rishima, so he brings down the following. So first thing he does is he quotes Rashi in Ardaf. And Rashi on Ardaf writes, Gorim birchas harbe la'atzma b'kiddush avdala birchas chasanim. Why is it that Shahaka won't cover wine? So the Rashi says, well, you know, yayin, and we're going to be focusing this evening on just yayin. Pas is its own separate discussion, conversation, but we're going to focus on yayin. Rashi says, apshat in yayin, well, you know, it causes many brachas. For example, you're making Kiddush over wine, you're making Havdol over wine, Birchas Chasanim. Birchas Chasanim is also said over wine. That is Rashi's pshat in terms of why Shahako won't work for wine. Perhaps everyone here is wondering, as the Rav now is going to articulate, what does one point have to do with the other point? Mavur midvar Rav, Desfir Lei, Da'atam Shein Birchas Shahako, Poteres Yalan Shitas Rav Huna, Hu Mishim Dechal B'Yayin Din Kosho Bracha, Shagorim Bracha La'atzma, B'Kiddush Havdol Birchas Chasanim. So obviously Rashi's creating a correlation that the reason why Shahako won't work on wine is because wine is used for Kiddush and Havdalah and Birchas Chasanim B'Tzarchiyon. The Ma'os Farbezev, what do the two points have one to do with the other? The Mishum Shechal B'Yayin Din Koshal Bracha Eino Yotzeba B'Birchas Shahako Afil B'Di'evin. The two points seem to be totally disparate points. And what does one point have to do with the other? V'chein Yesh Lair, the Kamelam B'Gemar L'Kamam. The Birchas Apasin HaPoteres Yayin Sheba B'Socha Suda Shekarim Bracha La'atzmo. In fact, you're in the middle of a meal, you wash your hands, you made hamotzi, you're in the middle of the meal, so you know all brachas are covered in hamotzi, which in of itself is not totally true, but for our purposes right now, and the point we're about to make, it's true. It's true except for wine. You have wine in the middle of the meal, so you have to make a bracha of wine in the middle of the meal. And Rashi right there, it's the Daf Mem Beis, Rashi writes, V'zeh Shonin, and the Rav quotes Rashi, V'kama mekom usuba, umevarch na'a v'af ha'pi sh'lo ha'yatzrichim l'shtiyaso atkan l'shona. So Rashi writes a similar pshat over there. Well, you know, wine very often, you're going to be making a bracha of wine, and I don't even need to drink the wine. Klamar, mechevin shiayin gorim bracha la'atzma, v'toros kosho bracha, mishum kachim bracha zapas potroso. So Rashi over there basically says the same pshat as he says over here. Well, you know, wine is set over Kiddush, and wine is set over Havdalah. And so therefore, wine is the bracha over wine has to remain an independent bracha. And again, it's the same question that we're going to articulate. What does one point have to do with the other? It's true that when you say Kiddush and when you say Havdalah, so you make it over wine. That's true, but what in the world does that have to do with our discussion in terms of whether or not Shahako can cover wine or Shahako cannot cover wine? In fact, he goes on to point out, you could say another pshat in Rav Huna and a very simple pshat in Rav Huna, and in fact, Tosus is a very simple pshat in Rav Huna. V'ayim b'tosus shepirshu de garm bracha l'atzma, rotzal amar, demishim shemavarach alayayim bircha miyuchedes, the bor piragafen uvitchilas kasha who are nav mevarch bor pireitz. So Tosfos says a very simple pshat. The bracha over wine is so specific. In fact, not only is it so specific, it already underwent a change. Grapes in its original state was a bor pireitz, and now you took the grapes and you turned it into wine. So now the chachamim are misaking a special bracha over wine. So therefore, shahakol is not going to cover the wine. Shahakol is not going to cover your bor piragafen, because bor piragafen is such a specific bracha, already been changed from its original bracha of bor pireitz. And so therefore, shahakol just can't cover it. It's a simple pshat. It works. It will differ at Tosfos Necha. The Mishum Shetiknu B'Yayin Bracha B'Fnei Atzmo Debori Piragafen Machmas Kashi V'So Yesh Lamed Ein Bracha Shahakol Potrasso Afilo B'Dievet V'Chein Ein Bracha Zapas Potrasso Anman Tzarchim B'Svaras Rashi. And not only is that svar very good for wine, it's excellent for bread as well. What's bread? Bread once upon a time was wheat. As we already learned earlier in the Perek, the bracha over wheat is Bor Pri Adama. And now that you change it and you turned into bread, it's tamotzi. It's a new bracha. So therefore, good, shahakol can't cover it because the bracha is so specific, and not only so specific, but changed already, so therefore shahakol is not going to cover it. That's Tosfos' pshat. It works for wine. It works for bread. It's a really good pshat. It's a simple pshat, and it works. But we're going to go back to Rashi, and he wants to say a pshat within Rashi. And the Rav now says the following. V'yesh lehistapek. B'din birchas bar pri agafen. B'koshal bracha. Ihi havi birchas hanen greida. So the possibility is as follows. When you're making a bori piragafen in conjunction with Kiddush, so that bori piragafen that you're making in conjunction with Kiddush, is that just the simple birchas hanenin? Oh, doma, perhaps birchas bori piragafen have you chelik midin kosher bracha. Or maybe no. That when the bori piragafen is attached with Kiddush, so that bori piragafen takes on a totally new role altogether. It's no longer a birchas hananin, but rather it's part and parcel of kiddush. The din seder bracha alakos in a rak lomer birchas kiddush v'habdala or birchas chasanim alakos ela af l'sader alakos bircha al birchas yarn. The birchas bori piragafen have a kiyum shira v'divrei shevach alakos midin koshal bracha. The possibility is that when you are making a bori piragafen in conjunction with kiddush or with habdala or for sheva brachos, really, that is no longer a birchas hayayin in the sense that you are making a birchas hananin, but rather what it becomes now is part and parcel of Kiddush, part and parcel of Havdalah, part and parcel of Sheva Brachos. And the proofs that he brings down are fantastic. Menira. Shezehu kavanas Rashi v'masha kosov. B'kama mekamos u'bal mevarchan alav v'apal pi shelo haya tzrich l'shtiyaso. The second Rashi that we quoted, the Rashi that talks about making a bracha of wine in the middle of the meal, where the meal is not going to pot to your wine. You have to make a bracha bor piragafen. Rashi says, well, you know, sometimes wine comes and we don't even need to drink it. And Rashi obviously is making reference to Kiddush and Havdalah. And now the Rav says, I'll tell you what Pshat is over there in those Rashis, as our Rashi as well. As far as making a Berchos HaYayin on Kiddush, it has nothing to do with the fact that you're going to drink the wine. Even if you're not going to drink, you still have to make a Berchos HaYayin. Shani Berchos Bor Pri Agafen Al Koshal Bracha. She'ino ne'emeres b'toros birchas hanen in greida, eladav yechelik midin sider birchas alakos. The wine that comes in conjunction with Kiddush and Havdalah and Sheva Brachos is all just simply now part of Kiddush. The yisod din birch alakos haino l'sadr shevach b'shira alakos. It really, what it does is it contextualizes, it creates the framework for Kiddush. U'birchas bar pri agafen chashiv achelik midivir shevach alakos. V'chei medur mevur b'divir ha'rashvam. And to hammer this point home, let's see a Rashbam together in Psachim. The Rashba writes in Psachim, he quotes it, Asai kos de chamer birchus umashlin mishum kavod Shabbos lachalik bein midas shevach lemidas chol. Shu inyan shir, shein omrim shir el alayayin v'hakim mefarsh b'shiltas ad kan lashono. The Rashbam in Psachim says that the wine that comes is basically part of kavod Shabbos, and to make distinctions between Shabbos and the weekday. The whole idea is shir. In other words, we're singing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And shir comes in conjunction with wine. But the bracha on wine is really part of the shir. Umavur midvav debrechas bor piragafen mahavikim shir alayayim. V'chala midin koshal bracha. So the truth of the matter is that wine that comes in conjunction with Kiddush is really just part and parcel of Kiddush. V'eino nemeres b'toros birchas hanenin greida. You're not saying it because of birchas nenin. V'chein mashma mishitas rashi b'nazir. And an interesting shita, which is famous because I often hear it, but it's I don't know how accepted it is, but it is Rashi and Nazir. And Rashi and Nazir writes as follows. Kiddush al hayayin mid'araisa. We all know that Kiddush is d'araisa. That part's clear. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that to make Kiddush on Shabbos, in order to sanctify Shabbos, is a din d'oraisa. We make it al hakos. We do it in conjunction with a cup of wine. We generally assume that the wine is a din d'rabbanan. It's just simply the rabbis who instituted that wine be said in conjunction with Kiddush. Rashi Nazir writes, that's imprecise. And he's quoting the Rashi over here. Rashi Nazir writes, Kiddush al hayayin is a din d'oraisa. Meaning it's not just Kiddush by itself that's a din d'oraisa, but it's Kiddush al hayayin which is a din d'oraisa. Umashma de bar pira gafen chelk metzem kiddush mitzvah kiddush bechaven de mena torah tzarich lekaddish al hayayin. So that Rashi is teaching us that when you're saying kiddush and you're doing so with wine, they are both part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. V'chal bekiddush kim shira al hayayin ulefiza hech de mekash al apas mekayim rak mitzvah kiddush aval leka kim shira deinomim shira al hayayin. You make kiddush on bread. So according to this Rashi and Nazir, good, you're doing a mitzvah. And you're fulfilling a mitzvah min haTorah, but not bishlei musa, not the entire mitzvah. Because the entire mitzvah is to do it al koshal yayin.
It's still a matir, because it matirs you for the meal, but is it a matir on the yayin itself?
We're getting there.
I'm sorry, So is that the reason why we don't make a bracha achrona? After we do that,
So he's not going to discuss it. There is a bracha achrona to be made, but we're going to discuss that as well.
Okay.
Ayin b'Rashi, and then he quotes another Rashi in Eruvin. The Alpha Pidar Minam Avarch Zarech Shiito Nos No La'Acher Lishtos The Time Mishum Shegnai Lakosho Bracha Shelo Yena Adam Imenu La'Alter. You make a kiddush, and now who needs to drink the wine? So the Gemara over there writes, Rashi over there writes. So. You don't have to be the one drinking it. You can give it to somebody else to drink. And the reason is, I'm rereading. It's embarrassing. It's been embarrassing for a kosher bracha that no one's going to be drinking of the kosher bracha. The only reason why we're drinking the wine is because genai. Meaning, what would you have said the pshat? What would I have said the pshat? I said the pshat is you made a bracha on wine. You got to drink it. That's the whole point of the bracha. Not in conjunction with Kiddush. In conjunction with Kiddush, the bracha that you're making is really because wine is part and parcel of Kiddush. It just happens to be that now that you made the bracha, it's a genai. It's an interesting language. Even if you're the one drinking it, the only reason why you're drinking it is presumably for the same reason, because it's a genai. But not because it's iser, not because of the general iser that we normally associate with, you're not allowed to drink without making a bracha. This has nothing to do with birchas nanin. Really, that when we're making the bracha on wine, we're doing so because it's part of kiddush. Again, another wonderful proof that this idea that when you're making a bracha of yayin and kiddush, it's not because of nenin, but rather it's because it's part and parcel of kiddush. Continuing. Anyone who's learned the beginning of the 10th parak of Pesachim, it is one of the stranger discussions in the Gemara, and it goes on for some time. No, you're holding.
But it's good for him.
Yeah, right. And that is that you started your meal on Friday afternoon. Why in the world should you be starting a meal on Friday afternoon knowing full well the Shabbos is coming? Okay, let's leave that question out of it. But you're in the middle of a meal. So you wash your hands, you're in the middle of a suda. Now Shabbos is here. Okay, what happened to Shul? What happened to Kabbalah Shabbos? You're in the middle of a meal. Don't bother me right now. I'm in the middle of a meal. And the Gemara there says, so what do you do in terms of Kiddush? And that, of course, is a classic discussion of Paras Mapo Mekadesh. Good. So you're in the middle of a meal now and you're making Kiddush. Now, it gets really good. So the Rishonim had the following debate. The Gemara already has a debate in terms of what the proper procedure is. But again, we're now working with the halacha. The halacha is, you stop in the middle of the meal to make Kiddush. That is the halacha. Within the halacha, however, there is now a machlokus amongst the Rishonim, and the machlokus sounds like this. Shekvar birech ala yayin, imchozim avarech alav kishim akadish. Presumably, you already made a bracha on wine. You're in the middle of a meal. Who doesn't drink wine in the middle of a meal? The answer is me. But outside of me, who doesn't drink wine in the middle of the meal? Meaning, presumably, you already are drinking wine. You already made a bur pir guffin. So now, in the middle of the meal, as now Shabbos has entered, and you're now making Kiddush, and you already made a bracha of bur pir guffin on wine, is my Kiddush going to be supplemented with wine? Well, you already know where we're headed, meaning it's been the theme of the entire evening, but now we're going to speak it out. The Rav's going to speak it out. right? Ulach the va'ayin b'tor shekvar birach alayin imchos mivarach alav kishmak mekadesh ulachor shita to mechayvin bebirachas alayin tamur adak var birach alayin. So there are rishonim who say that you're going to have to make a bracha on wine with kiddush, even though you're already holding by wine. And you already made a brach on wine. And again, it comes out to the same point. That because you're now making kiddush, what's part and parcel of kiddush? Wine. Wine becomes part and parcel of kiddush. Meaning there's no such thing as kiddush without wine. And obviously, if it were just a nenin issue, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. What a wonderful idea now being amplified and expressed in this idea that even though you already made a bracha on wine, you're still for kiddush going to be making another bracha of wine in the middle of kiddush. Now, it happens to be that this proof is not glatt. He acknowledges it himself. Not everyone agrees with this psak. He tries to explain it even for those who do not agree with this psak, but certainly within this psak, the Torah works out beautifully. Skip to the next paragraph. And let's make this point now again that wine is part and parcel of kiddush from which the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, mitzvah levarach al yayin b'yom haShabbos kodem sheyisod suda shniya. So before entering your second meal, what we call lunch on Shabbos, right? In Israel they call breakfast, but in either place, the second meal of Shabbos, and the Rambam writes, so you're going to make kiddush. And the Rambam writes, v'zuhu anikra kiddusha rabba, as the Gemara itself noted, and the Rambam paskins, it's referred to as kiddusha rabba. So you make a bracha bor priagafen, you wash your hands, and you do seudah. You can't eat before you're making kiddush. Become kiddush lo ye ela b'makom seudah. And on top of that, the kiddush has to be b'makom seudah. That is the Rambam. The Ravid writes hisik v'Ravid hisik, and the Ravid comments and critiques, and he writes ulufi shikaru kiddush rabba yatzalo ve'enu klum shikvar niskadish hayom bechnisa so. What do you mean this is kiddush? How could this be kiddush? You said kiddush last night. If it were really kiddush, so we know the halacha is that you can make kiddush on bread. You don't have to make kiddush on wine. The Ravid says this is not kiddush. Kiddush was the night prior. This is something else. What the something else is, okay. But in other words, the Ravid says it's not kiddush. Ubir Hagon Rav Moshe, the Rambam v'Ravid pligi be'etzem din kiddusha rabba. What is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid over here in terms of what we refer to as kiddusha rabba? So Rav Moshe says a pshat that the Rav here is quoting. Rav Moshe is his father. The lefi haRambam chal b'kiddusha rabba chalo shem kiddush kamo b'layla. The Rambam holds that kiddusha rabba is just a continuation of kiddush of the night before. And then it's going to have all the halachas of kiddush, meaning you can't eat before kiddush, and it has to be b'makom seuda. Come on, din kiddush b'layla, meaning it takes on the persona of kiddush. The Ravid says no, it's not kiddush. It happens to be a mitzvah to make a bracha on bor priya gafen, but it's not kiddush. Meaning, according to the Ravid, it's not kiddush. It doesn't have the status of kiddush, and therefore, you don't have to follow the rules of kiddush. You can eat beforehand. You can, according to the Ravid, you can eat beforehand. You can. You don't have to have kiddush, but makom seuda. It's not kiddush according to the Ravid, but according to the Rambam, it's really a chalik of kiddush, and. Again, speaks to this idea that according to the Rambam, in other words, what is it? It's just a bracha, bor priya gafen. But it's a bor priya gafen, but because of its placement in Shabbos, because of its attachment to kiddush, it basically takes on the role of kiddush. Just the bracha, bor priya gafen, takes on the role of kiddush.
So I guess according to the Rambam, he wouldn't be happy with the minhag of the chassidim to make it on Shabbos?
Apparently not. V'hagon Rav Chaim, haya posik. Shemisha yichar kiddush v'lo shamas berchas bor priya gafen alfa pisha shamas berchas ayom. So let's say someone comes home late from shul, and we're all waiting, and the person, you know, should we wait, should we not wait, right? Somehow I feel like my house is not the only place that had this discussion. So, okay, fine. So you know what? We decide we're going to wait 2 more minutes. We wait 2 more minutes. And now we start with Kiddush. And now we started with Kiddush, and then the person walks in. Now he missed Bor Priya Gafen, but he heard the rest of Kiddush. So now you miss Bari Perikop and you hear the rest of Kiddush. Does that work as Kiddush for that person who just walked in? Rav Chaim opined, and he said it doesn't work. And Rav Chaim then just say this in Shir, but he really believed this. He thought that Yayin is mamish and etzem part of Kiddush. And as a result of that, if you miss the bracha, bar pri agafen, I know there's also Vayichulu, the paragraph Vayichulu beforehand. But let's just ignore that. Just in other words, if you miss the bracha, bar pri agafen, you miss part of Kiddush. And that means Rav Chaim said, you got to hear Kiddush again. The Ulafiza Nira. Now, with all this stated, in other words, he built this very strong case that Yayin is really part and parcel of Kiddush. But that's in the context of Kiddush. But now, with all that stated, we're going to now wrap it up. The Ulafiza Nira Levarit Svaris Rav Huna. Now, going all the way back to Rav Huna and our Gemara and Rashi's explanation of Rav Huna, it works out beautifully. Desfirle Shabircha Sha'akol Eino Poteris Sayayin. Sha'akol can't work to serve for the bracha of yain. Because really, what is sha'akol? Sha'akol is just birchas nenin. It categorically is a birchas nenin. Eina poteres mi birchas bori pri agafen shechal bo kiyum v'din bircha alakos. So it can't work for yain because yain comes in not only as a birchas nenin, but comes in as part and parcel of kiddush. And v'nir da'af begavna she'enu mevarech bar pri agafen ala hati irsa mi'ila mikol makom ein bircha shako patrasa. Now it's true that if I'm just here on a Thursday night drinking wine, obviously it's not kiddush. But since the bracha itself categorically fits in this category of not just birchas nenin, but also as part of a bracha of part of kiddush, so therefore, it is categorically a different type of categoric bracha. In the kemish shachal dim shabar pri agafen he kiyum bekoshal bracha veina chalos birchas anen and greida if kiyo chacham in the yain dim mircha shakol the kavala yain bircha misiemus debar pri agafen. So the way that he explains is that now that we look at these two brachas as not just simply birchas anen, shakol is a birchas anen, bari pri agafen is mamish a bracha which is categorically a different bracha altogether, really part and parcel of kiddush. Even as a standalone, it just simply does not fit in the same category as the Bircha Shahakol, and that is Rashi's explanation of why your Shahakol will not be coming to be poter the Bracha on Yain.